We're holding the Gemara, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, the second line. Zok the Gemara b'may komiflegi. What's the Yisoid of Machloikas we had yesterday in Machloikas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, if Moizgin es HaKoyz v'achach Noitin L'Yadayim, or Beis Shammai says Noitin L'Yadayim v'achach Moizgin es HaKoyz. And the Gemara explained on Omar Aleph, the reason why Beis Shammai says that you Noitin L'Yadayim first before the Mezigas HaKoyz, is because if you're not going to be Noitin L'Yadayim, so possibly Shemayitmu Mashkin Shachir HaKoyz, you might have remnants of liquid on the back of the cup, Machmas Yodov, because Yadayim Ashniyoy Sein, and then the Yachs V'Yitmu Es HaKoyz, and since Yadayim Ashniyoy, the halacha is that it will make it into a Rishon again, because the Mashkin become a Rishon, so then it will go and make the Koyz into a Sheni. So then you'll have a problem. You're making kiddush on a koyz that's a sheni. So that's why Beis Shammai says noitel yadayim. So you won't have the problem of yadayim shnei yosem. So that Beis Shammai shita noitel yadayim v'achem moizin as koyz. Beis Hillel says no. We said explained. Beis Hillel says you dafka moizin as koyz v'achem noitel yadayim. You don't want to have netilas yadayim first because you might have remnants of liquid from the netilas yadayim. And oy bazoi, the koyz, since Beis Hillel allows a koyz to be used, even a koyz that's a koyz sheni will go now and be metame again the yadayim, because the yadayim have liquid on them. So the yadayim become tummy again. So then the mashkin on the yadayim become a rishon. So the yadayim become a sheni. So akoponim, we don't want the tilas yadayim before mezigas hakoyz, because since the koyz that could be used could even be a koyz sheni according to Beis Hillel, so it's going to go back and make the yadayim into yadayim that are tummy because of the rishon of the mashkin that you have remnants on there. Zog the Gemara now, b'may komiflegi. What's this yisoid of machlokes dependent on? Beis Shammai savri osel ishtamish b'kli shenit ma'achoyer b'mashkin. Meaning, Beis Hillel's hochshash is that since you're allowed to use a kli sheni, that's tomei ma'achoyerov migaboy, so then there's a chshash that will become mimitame the yadayim because the yadayim have remnants of liquid if you know the yadayim first. But Beis Shammai holds osel ishtamish b'kli shenit ma'achoyer b'mashkin. You're not allowed to be mishtamish with such a utensil. You're not allowed to use a kli that's gabay is tomei a sheni l'tuma. The reason why you can't is gzerim shum nitzoytzis, because Beis Shammai was always concerned that you never could use such a utensil because there might be an overflow nitzoytzis of the liquid inside might spill out onto the outside, and if it touches the back of the cup, so then it will be makabel tuma machmas diskoyz, because the koyz we said is a sheni. So that's why you're not allowed to use a kli sheni a tuma sheni, because if now it's going to have remnants on the outside. And now your hand is going to touch this cup, so it's going to be metame to your daim again. And then you'll end up having that you're being metame, you're eating with your daim that are not netulois. So because you can't be mishtamish, because of gzerim and tzoytzes, so lekel migzer shem yit ma'amashkin shivin daim shebekois. So you don't have this whole gzerim that Beis Hillel created, that you're not allowed to be noy to your daim first, because shem yit ma'amashkim shebedayim shebekoyz, because you're not going to be mishtamish in koyz tomei in the middle of a suda. Zog Rashi, and that's where Beis Shammai holds hilkach noitlim liyadayim tchilas layitmu esacher yakoyz, because there's no chshash according to Beis Shammai. Because Beis Hillel's whole chshash is acher yakoyz is not a chshash according to Beis Shammai, because you're not allowed to be mishtamish in such a koyz. Zog the Maru Beis Hillel savri Beis Hillel that hold that you're allowed to be mishtamish in a suda, in a kli that's nitmu achoyer b'mashkin, you're allowed to be mishtamish such a utensil. Why are you allowed to be mishtamish such a utensil? After all, what about the chashash of nitzoytzes that might drip over and the outside becomes tomei of the liquid itself from the inside might end up being on the outside of the utensil? And that won't help you, the fact that you wash your hands. The etzem nitzoytzes will make the adayim tomei, because that's a mashkin. And that Beis Hillel says no. Nitzoytzes lo shchicha. It's not shchiach to have nitzoytzes going on the outside. It's not shchiach. Norvos, the only chshash is ikel meicha shem yitmu mashkin shebi yadayim machmas hakoyz. Only the mashkin shebi yadayim, the remnants of liquid from netilas yadayim, might be on your hand. Machmas the koyz that you're allowed to use, a koyz that's a sheni. So that's why you know to your daim. That's why you're not know to your daim. I'm sorry. That's why you only know to your daim after the meziga. Because you don't want to be netilas yadayim before, because you have liquid on your hands. But the aim, masha enken, the nitzoytzes of inside the kli, that Beis Hillel says we're not choshish for. So the yisoid of machloikas is, Beis Shammai holds, you're not allowed to be mishtamish in the kli sheni. Gzeri mishum nitzoytzes. And Beis Hillel says, you're allowed to be mishtamish in the kli sheni. And there's no chashash of nitzoytzes. Nitzoytzes lo shchicha. Some achayim want to bring a raya to the sheet sabach that when you fill up a kois, one of the tanoim in the kois is a kois mole. Mole doesn't mean you have to fill it up totally till the top, because otherwise, how could the Gemara say nitzoitz is leishchicha? It's very shchiach. If you fill something to the rim, of course it's going to spill over to the side. Is a raya that mole doesn't mean to the top, to the tippy top, because otherwise the Gemara won't say nitzoitz leishchicha. Nitzoitz leishchicha is only when you don't fill it to the top. So that's why it's not shchiach to have remnants spillage over on the outside of the cup. The Goyen Grad holds that you never can spill over. Lamosha by Havdalah, he holds that it's baltashchis to be memala the kois ma'al gedoisov to overflow a kois even by Havdalah. Others obviously argue, but that's what the Goyen sheet is. Zok the Gemara Dover Acher. Beis Hillel now says another reason. A Dover Acher, another reason why you do the Netilas Yedaim only afterwards. Because take of the Netilas Yedaim Suda. You're supposed to have the Netilas Yedaim as close as possible to the Suda, to the breaking of the bread, to the Achilas Apas. So that's why you don't do Netilas Yedaim prior, but you need to do Netilas Yedaim afterwards. Zogma, my Dover Acher, what's a Dover Acher? What do you have to give another reason? Zogma, Hori Komalei, Beis Hillel B'Shamay. Lidit Chud Amri, so according to you that you hold that Osel Ishtamish B'Kli Shachor of Tmein, you're not allowed to utilize the utensil that the Achorim is Tomei, because Gazginim Mishim Nitzoytzes, because you're worried about Nitzoytzes. Afilu Hochi, even though you have this Chash, Ho Adifa, it's still better to wash the Netilas Yedayim after the Mzigas Akois. Why? Because take of Netilas Yedayim Suda. Because there's a halacha of take of Netilas Yedayim Suda. So don't be mevatel this din of take of Netilas Yedayim Suda and do the Netila before the Mziga. So the Maskanas HaGemara, Basil holds that you do the Netila Dafka after the Mziga. And the second reason the Gemara brings is because takef netilas yedayim suda. So the ma'ase, the minig that some do, I believe it's a minig some sofa, that they do netilas yedayim on a Friday night, and then they make kiddush, and they only do the hamotzi afterwards. So l'chayy, that's not takef netilas yedayim suda. So the tour in Reish Ayin Aleph brings different sheets of rishonim, and he says when you do a netila before, so then it's better to be mekadosh on the pas. So then taket takev netilas yedayim suda, because you're being noit to your daim and you're making kiddush on the pas, so that you don't have the hefsek of the kiddush, because the kiddush is the suda, the kiddush of the pas. The reason why they do the netilas yedayim before is because that was, the reason of some surface minig is to have a din of kiddush makam suda. It's more kiddush makam suda when you're noit to your daim, you're making kiddush within the netilas yedayim of the suda. But the koponim, the Torah brings that either you're mekadosh on the pas, and others say that being that it's on Shabbos and Shulchanah is Aruch and your table is set, so there's no Hesach Hadas unlike in the weekday. So you could be Noita Yadayim and then only make the Broch of the Pas later, even if you have Kiddush in between, because you don't have the Hesach Hadas because the Shulchan is Aruch. The Torah says over here on the top, take it into the Sidayim Suda. So why is it not mentioned amongst the things that the Gemara earlier in Daf Mem Beis said, take it to the Smicha Shchita, take it to the Talmud Chochem Brocha, meaning over there it says take him netilas yedayim brocha. That's referring to mayim achronim pashtus. So mayim achronim right away do brocha, meaning birchas hamazon. Now we're saying take him netila the mayim rishonim do the suda. So it's not mentioned over there as zaktesis because it's a mishnah. So lechash lefarshe. Zok demor weiter beisham oimim mekaneach. The machlokes beisham beis hillel was, when you mekaneach and you dry your hands and you clean your hands during the suda, where do you place this mappa? Do you place it on the shulchan or do you place it on the keses? Do you place it on the couch where you're reclining? So zok the mother, ton rabbonon, beishame oimi mekaneach yoda b'mappa, and beishame's opinion is umenicha la shulchan and you place it on the table. Why do you place it on the table and on the couch? Shima to oimala keses, you're going to place it on the couch. Gzeira shem yitmu mashkin shebemappa machmas keses. Since the mappa, the towel, is wet, it's liquidy, it's wet, because you dried your hands on it. So the mashkin is tefeach hamnas latpiach, it's so wet that the mashkin of the mappa might become tomei machmas de keses. The keses is where you're sitting on, we're assuming, is a kli that's tomei. So if it's a kli that's tomei, it'll now be metamei, mashkin always becomes a rishon, it's upgraded. So if you're going to place it on the couch, shemayitmu mashkin shebemapa, the mashkin on the mapa will be tomei machmas de keses, v'yachs v'yitme se yedayim. And now you're drying your hands again during the meal, you're cleaning your hands, so then it'll make your yedayim tomei again, because the mashkin became a rishon. In fact, Gemara, why do you have to come on to the intermediate of the mashkin? V'nit mikeses l'mapa. The reason why he placed it on the shulchan because the keses directly will make the mapa tome. Why do you have to come on to because of the mashkin of the mapa? So Gemara, no, ein kli mitame kli. Meaning, when could a kli be mitame another kli? When a kli is an avatuma. An avatuma, it can be mitame a kli. But a regular kli cannot be mitame a kli. Meaning, the hagdoros of tuma are just good to review. There's the avi avoyis atuma, which is a mace. Someone that comes in contact with a mace is called an avatuma. Meaning, you touch a mace, avi avoyis atuma, you become an avatuma, nogab a mace. Now, if this person is an avatuma that touched a mace, he could be mitama odom bekelim. Utensils and humans become tome through an avatuma. They become a rishon. However, a rishon now is mitama sheni. But this sheni is not going to be mitama odom and kelim. It's only going to be mitama oichon and mashkim, food and drinks. And then the sheni now could be mitama not chulin, only truma. And the truma cannot be mitama truma, only kochim. It only shlishi lekochim. Now, sheni letruma and shlishi for kochim. Now, there is a chiddush din rabbanon that we said that a sheni could be mitame mashkin liyos tchila. That's a rabbanon that could din. But a kaponim ain't kli mitame kli. Because what did we say? What could be mitame kli? Only a avatuma is mitame odom kelim. Mashe ain't kene rishon is only mitame oichna mashkin. So ain't kli, the kli is not avatuma, cannot be mitame kli. Now, the Tos Rosh does say that if, let's say, this kli, this keses, was sat on by a medrash zov, so then maybe it would be considered like an avatuma. So that they're careful about, people are careful about that a medrash of a zov doesn't sit on this, so you won't have a avatuma here. It's only a rishon. So ain't kli metame kli. So the keses cannot be metame the mapa if not for the liquid. Frag the Gemara, v'nit me keses legavre gufe, let the couch itself be metame the person. The same teretz. We know that the only thing that can be mitame an odom and kelim is only an avatuma. So zok the mother, same thing. V'nit bekesel gava gufe ain't kli mitame odom. It can't be mitame an odom. So that's Beis Shammai's reason. Again, Beis Shammai says then you mekaneach this mapa and you place it on the shulchan. Because if you're going to place it on the couch, there's a problem. Maybe the mashkin of the mapa will become tomei machmas the keses. The keses we're assuming is a rishon. So, by touching now this mapa, which is liquid on it, so then it will be choizer to become a rishon el mitame the yadayim again. So, and the reason why the keses can't be mitame the mapa directly because kli is not mitame kli, and the keses can't be mitame the person because ain't kli mitame odom. But that's why you place it on the shulchan to evade this problem of the mashkin of the mapa being tome through the keses. Ubeis hilal oimrim, no, you place it where on the keses, ala keses. Why? If you place it on the table, since Beis Hillel's opinion is you're allowed to use a shulchan that's a sheni, you're allowed to use a shulchan, a table that's a sheni l'tuma. So if you're going to place the mapa on the shulchan, the liquid in the mapa we're assuming is all wet from the drying of your hands, the mashkin of the mapa will become tomei machmas the shulchan. And now we'll in turn make the food on the table tomei. The food is like we said before. A avatum is metama odem kelim, and a rishon is metama oichlin mashkin. So since over here the mashkin of the mapa will turn again into a rishon because of the shulchan being a sheni, it's choizem metama the mashkin shebe mapa into a rishon. And now that it's a rishon makes oichlin tomei. Because we said a rishon, avatuma is metame odom vekelim. And a rishon is metame oichlin mashkin. So over here, the mashkin of the mapa will make the oichlin tomei. So zog the Gemara, gzere shem yitmu mashkin shem mapa, machmas shulchan, because of the shulchan that's a sheni, will make the mashkin of the mapa into a rishon. Because mashkin is metamalia is tchila, get rishon again. Ve'yachsuvit mesoichlin will make the food in turn tomei. Because a rishon makes oichlin and mashkin tomei. Now the Gemara is later going to ask, why do you have to say mitzad the oichlin that's mekabel tumah from the rishon? Why do we say that the yadayim itself will become tomei? Like we always said all along till now, the Yadayim become Tomei because of this Mashka on the Mappa. Why did he suddenly go to the Oichen? The Gemara is going to ask that Kasha soon. Frag the Gemara, meanwhile, a different Kasha. If you're going to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to use a Shulchan. That's a Sheini. So let the Shulchan be Metame the Oichlin, the Shulchan itself, without the Mappa, without the liquid in between, the Shulchan Metame Oichlin. Zog Mal Hocha B'Shulchan Sheini Askinon. We're talking about a Shulchan Sheini. Now, the ain't Sheini Oyster Shlishi B'Chulin. We know Sheini doesn't make Shlishi Chulin, only by Truma. Eli, they're Mashkin, only through Mashkin. Mashkin, we know it works, so that's why we have to come onto the Mappa, not the Shulchan directly to the Oichlin. Zog the Gemara, b'maykel mifki, what's the Yisoyed HaMachlekes? Beishami savri, also l'shtamish b'shulchan sheni. Beishami holds, you're not allowed to use a shulchan sheni. Just like before we said in Amud Aleph, that Beishami holds, you're not allowed to use a kois that's tomei me'achoyrov, kois that's tomei sheni. So here Beishami holds, you're not allowed to use a shulchan that's a sheni. What does it mean, a shulchan that's a sheni? A shulchan that's a sheni means, how does a shulchan, Adam Mekalim, we said, is only mitama from an avatuma. Odin v'kelim is only tomei from an avatuma, becomes a rishon. So how could the shulchan be a sheni? So that the explanation is because it was mekabel tuma from mashkin. Mashkin, which is a rishon, can make the shulchan into a sheni. So that was the hechatimtz over here. We're talking about the shulchan is a sheni because it became tomei through mashkin. And beishame holds also l'shtamis b'shulchan sheni. Gzeire shema oichle truma. Because sheni is only a problem for people that eat truma, because sheni doesn't make a shlishi b'chulin, only by truma. So you're not allowed to use a table that's sheni l'truma. You might invite kahanim, and they'll have truma, and it'll become tomei, because sheni becomes a shlishi b'truma. You're allowed to use a table that's a sheni, because oichle truma is rizenein. If you have oichle truma, kahanim coming over, they're very zores. They're very, very careful. They're not going to be metame the truma. Zogt mo dova acher. Another reason is, ein etilas yadayim l'chulin min ha-Torah. Meaning, min ha-Torah, there is no such thing as netilas only for yadayim. Min ha-Torah, a person is tomei, his whole goof is tomei. What does it mean, only the yadayim? Ein netilas yadayim l'chulin min ha-Torah, there is no such thing as netilas yadayim for chulin min ha-Torah. Because in min ha-Torah, it's only the ganze goof is tomei. What does it mean, only the yadayim? Now, grade the Meshech Chochma says that the Gemara is meduktik ein netilas yadayim l'chulin min ha-Torah. For kochim, there is a netilas yadayim. Kahanim are noti yadayim before achilas kochim. The Meshech Chochma in Pasha Shmois, Perek Lamed over there. But the point is that the stamazoid is no netilas yadayim l'chulin min ha-Torah. So what does that mean, this dova acher? Zog demar, my dova acher, hochi komen l'beisil l'beishamay. This is what Beisil tells Beishamay. V'chi tremo, and if you're going to tell me, ma'ish togabe oichlin d'chashiron, oh, the question we asked before, why do we say that the reason why you can't place the mappa on the table, because if you place it on the table, the mashkin of the mappa will become tomei because of the shulchan, which is a sheni, and it will make the oichel tomei. So we asked the kasha before, why did the Gemara only say the oichlin? Why not the yadayim? On that, the Gemara is saying over here, v'chitem imayish no gabi oichlin v'chashinun. Why is it by oichlin v'choshesh? Umayish gabi yadayim d'loy chashinun v'na choshesh for the yadayim. Meaning, if you place the map on the shulchan, you only choshesh for the oichlin, not for the yadayim. So the Gemara, umayish gabi oichlin v'chashinun, umayish gabi yadayim d'loy chashinun. Afilu hochi ha'adifa. It still makes more sense to place it on the couch, on the keses. Why? The ain atilas yadayim l'chulin min ha-Torah. Mutov sheyitmu yadayim de leslu ikim midaraisa, val yitmu oichlim de islu ikim midaraisa. Meaning, placing it on the table or placing it on the couch, so it's better to place it on the couch versus placing it on the table. Why? Because ain atilas yadayim l'chulin min ha-Torah. Because midaraisa, we don't find a netila for just yadayim. So it's better that yadayim should become tomei, which doesn't have an ikum midaraisa, versus oichlin becoming tomei, which have an ikum midaraisa. I don't want to place it on the shulchan, because on the shulchan we just explained the problem is that it will make the oichlin tomei. The mashka of a mappa will revert the shulchan that's a sheni, and will come into contact with the mashka of the mappa on the shulchan, will make the oichlin tomei. Oichlin tomei, I want to stay away from, has an ikum midaraisa. Masha enkein, do yadayim becoming tomei? That I can deal with, because that doesn't have an ikum midaraisa. So that's why I'd rather place it on the keses versus placing it on the shulchan. At kan the sugya, shvera sugyas of tum and taira, that when a gay over here in brachas daf nun beis. Now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah. Beshame oimim mechabnin et sabayis v'achach noitin liyadayim. Beshame says you first sweep and only then you do the mayim achroinim. And Beis Hillel says, no, noitin liyadayim v'achach mechabnin et sabayis. Zog de Gemara, tonu rabbonon, Beshame oimim mechabnin et sabayis v'achach noitin liyadayim. First you sweep and then you noitel. Shimata oimim noitin liyadayim, if you're first going to be noitin liyadayim achroinim. So then what's going to happen? Nimtzat mafsid es ha'oichlin. You might have remnants of food on the table and they'll get ruined because of the droplets of water that you're using for Netil Sidayim, for Mayim Achroinim. Aval Netil Sidayim lebe Shamai l'tchila lo svirale, don't wash your hands first, my time is shum piruin, which is really repetitious over here in the Gemara, so I'm taking this out, that it's because of the piruin, it might get wet. Ube siloim and besil arguing to say no. The reason why you don't have to sweep first, and you can sweep afterwards. You could sweep afterwards. Why? Im shamish talmud chochamu. Since he holds, you're supposed to have a shamish, a server that's a talmud chocham. The server talmud chocham knows to remove all the pieces that are kazayas that shouldn't get ruined from any droplets. Im shamish talmud chochamu. If the shamish is a talmud chocham, so noitel pirurin, he takes away all the pirurin sheish mem kazayas. The problem is only the ones that are kazayas. Less than the kazayas we're not worried about. The kazayas ones, you can't be ma'abed. And he leaves aside those that are not a kazayis and those he leaves on the table. So the reason why you don't have to be mechabed, you can be noitel yadayim and mechabed afterwards. You could, you could be mechabed before, but you also can be noitel yadayim first. You don't have to worry about water falling on pieces that are larger than the kazayis because you have to have a shamash tamat chochem. And the server is always going to be the way there's going to be a tamat chochem to know to remove big pieces of bread before you bring the mayim achroinim. Zog die Gemara, Messiel el Rabbi Yochanan, there's a right to Rabbi Yochanan, Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Pirun shem em kezayis, Pirun that are not a kezayis, mutala abdom biyad, yeladu, we must destroy them biyad. Now, Toysi Radaway says, miu kosher laniyusa, it's not, it might be muta, but it's kosher laniyusa, it's a bad omen for anius, it's a bad mazel for it to become an onik, I mean, fair kolabosa, the man chulin. So, but a kaponim, it's mutala abdom biyad. But my community, what's he saying to Machloikis? You're not allowed to have a shamash and amoritz. So you're ultimately only going to have a shamash and tamat chochem. He's going to remove the large piece away. In the ganze perek, the aloch is like besilil. All the machloikis that we had in the Mishnah, the aloch is like besilil, bar meho. Except for this, the aloch is beshamai. Over here, the aloch is like beshamai. That you mechabdin the sabayis, you first sweep, and only then you're noitel yadayim my machroinim. But Rabbi Yishe masni ipcha. Rabbi Yishe switches around the whole sheet of Bisham and Beshillel. Uvahon nami aloch ke Beshillel. And Beshillel takas of the opinion, mechabdin the sabayis, you first sweep, and only afterwards you noitel yadayim. So then aloch slak tak Beshillel and this nekuda too, because Beshillel is the one that holds mechabdin the sabayis, vachar noitlin. But kaponim, the aloche is that mechabdin the sabayis, vachakach noitlin. That today's day and age, we are not dafka mechabed before the Netilas Yadayim of Mayim Achroinim. And the reason is because we're not noitel yadayim specifically on the table. We're noitel yadayim ala shulchan. So since it's not on the shulchan, we do it away from the shulchan. So then you don't have to worry about being mechabed first, about pieces getting soiled and wet from Mayim Achroinim. Those that do like the goin and the Mayim Achroinim, you utilize dafka revias. So then for sure you don't do it on the table. You go to the sink and you wash Netil Sidayim with the whole kois that you can do on the table. Even today they have it on the table, they have these small little things, the small little cups that you pour into. So I guess those also don't have a chashash that it falls onto the bread. So Lemaisa, we paskin halocha is mechabdin esabayis ve'achakach noitim liyadayim. Tois has a kash over here. Bekula pirkan halocha beisil l'bayim yehovim toimar. If a person forgot to bench, so Beishama says you go back to where you were. Beisil says you can bench where you are. You don't have to go back. So we see that is not like Beisil, like Beishamai. Like come on, Beishmaitz, they followed that they went back to where they were. Beisil agrees he's supposed to go back. He went matriach you. So mele it's not shver that the meroim fitzich like that, and that doesn't mean that aloch is not like Beis Hillel be'etzim. Zog du gemar weite beshame oimrim ner u'mozoin. Meaning to say there is ner mozoin besomim avdola, and Beis Hillel say ner besomim mozoin and avdola. So Everyone holds that Ner is before Besamim, and the question is the Gabi the Mazin. Zog the Gemara, Rav Huna by Yehudi Iklevei Rove, Chazi le Rove de Boich HaBesamim Bereisha. He saw that he made a bracha of Besamim first. Everyone in the Mishnah says that Besamim goes afterwards. It's Ner Umazin Besamim or Ner Besamim Umazin. But Ner is before Besamim. So how come Rav Huna saw Rove doing that we made a bracha of Besamim first? They don't argue that Ma'or is first. So why did you make Besamim first? The Tanya Besham Omim Neru Mozoin Psomim Vavdola. Ubisil Omim Neru Psomim Mozim Vavdola. But everyone holds Ner before Psomim. So why did you make Besamim first? Oni Rove Basre, so Rove answered, that's very good. That's our Mishnah. Stam Mishnah Rameya, Zudiv Rameya. Avul Reb Yehuda, like we had before, there's a braisa that explains the Machlokes Beisham and Beishil in a different manner. Avul Reb Yehuda Oimelo Nechku Beisham and Beishil ala Mozin Shubitrila. They both agree that Mozin is first. Mozin has to be first because Eim Avir and ala Mitzvahs. The last thing you had was a Suda, you have to make Bechsa Mozin first. Val Avdolah Shubitsoif, Avdolah is at the end because you want to part from Shabbos at the end. This is good for the machlokes b'sham b'shil according to Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa. What goes first, b'somim or ner? That's the machlokes alam or v'al b'somim. She b'sham oimim b'sham say alam or first you make ma'or v'acha b'somim then b'somim. U'b'shil oimim, and that's what Rava did, b'somim v'acha ma'or, and that's what we do. We make b'somim then ma'or. We fear like this Beis Hillel, Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa, how he learns Machlokes Beis Sham Beis Hillel, that some go before Ner. Now, the Yisoid Machlokes, if you do Ner first, or you do Besomim first, so the Rishonim explain, the Ritva explains the Yisoid Machlokes as follows. He says that Beshame holds, the reason why you mark them Ner first, you make Ma'orim Ma'orim Eish first, is because as soon as you light it, you're ready Nana from it. So Meili you Nana Ma'orim, so you make the Bracha first. Beis Hillel, sir, holds that no, you're supposed to be mark them the Besomim first. Why? Because since Besomim is Shaykhas to Shabbos, since Besomim come about because of Kovet Shabbos, Besomim come to be Miyashav the Neshama Yisrael that just parted from you. So in Meila, Mashenkin Ma'or is Shaykh to weekday, Shaykh to Choyl. So Mela, Shabbos, Kovet Shabbos goes before the weekday bracha. Ma'or is a weekday thing, and Besomim is a Neshama Yisaridika replacement. So the Mela, that one goes first. Zog the Gemara, Beshame Oimrim, Shebora Ma'or Ha'esh. Besilu say, Boire Ma'or Ha'esh. Zog the Gemara, Motzmach Leikas, Omarova, Bebora Kulam, Lepligi, the Bora Mashma. Everyone agrees that Bora means past tense. We're supposed to make the bracha that connotes, that implies, that sounds like past tense, because the bracha of Ma'ir Eish is going on the two re'efim, the two stones that Adam Arisha and the Eibisha gave him the das, that he took two stones together and he created fire on Matzah Shabbos. So that's where we make a Bori Ma'ir Eish. So it's going on the Ma'ir Eish, that Bria that took place in the time of Adam Arisha. So it's supposed to go in past tense. So b'bora, when you say bora Ma'ir Eish, bora kulam le'plig the bora mashma, that it means in the past. And that everyone holds is good. Keep pleading, what's the machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel? Beboirei. Beisham is savri boire de osid lemivra. Boire is mashma, future tense. And that's no good. It's supposed to be in the fast tense. It's supposed to be in the past tense. Einichanami, you say boire prio eitz. And all the other brachas, you say boire. That's taka going on currently. That's going on, not going on past tense. That's going on right now. Boire. The Abish is boire prio eitz. But over here, we want dafka le'ovar. So boire is no good, Zok Beishamai, because Boire doesn't mean past tense. Ubeisil Savi, no. Boire Nami de Boga Mashma. Boire also means past tense. So Mele, Boire works too. It also means past tense. So Fekta is Sakasha, if everyone agrees Boire means past tense, why would Beisil say Boire? Vim Toimar, Hoy Veloi Pligi Beloshim Boga. Everyone agrees Boire means past tense. Am I on my Boire? So what's the Milan saying Boire? Vyesh Loime de Loshim Kro Odif. We'll see soon this psukim that we say yoytze oru boire choyshech. So we want to say l'shoynes of psukim, which mean past tense too, versus just bora, which means past tense. I'd rather use l'shoynes of psukim. That's one teretz. The Maisa, the Maritzchia says that the Gemara said earlier that mi bechoysef shel adam nikim tamat chachamu. You can see from a person the way he makes the brachas, the way he enunciates and pronounces things if he's tamat chacham. So it's a mile to say boire, because since boire people might think it means future, but since you know that it also means past tense, so mi bechoysef shel adam nikashu tamat chacham, that he's saying bedafka borei. He's saying borei because borei means past tense also. To say borei fashteitzchem means past tense, but you want to make it that mi bechoysef shel adam nikashu tamat chacham. So borei also means l'shavar. So that's why it's better to say borei, and that's why Rabbi Hill says that you say borei even though everyone agrees borei means l'shavar. Zog di gemara. Rav Yosef has the following question. All these going back on the Maaseh Bereishis. It says Boire. And Boire says clearly past tense. So what do you mean? What's the machloikas? How could Beis Shammai argue that Boire means past, doesn't mean past tense? Does Pesukim not say so? Elam Rav Yosef, that's not the machloikas. Everyone agrees Boire and Boire means past tense. Keep the what's machlekes b'ma'or u'ma'orei. Do you say b'ore ma'orei ha'esh u'b'ore ma'or ha'esh? The beshamet savechad in the hoira ika. There's one flame in the fire. There's one flicker. The flame consists of one aspect, one hoira, one light. There's only one. So mainly you make b'ore ma'or. U'beisilu savri tuven hoira ika. There's numerous lights. There's harbim ma'oris. Zog Rashi. What do you mean? There's harbim ma'oris. Shalheves, aduma, levona, v'yirak rekes. You look in the flame, you see white, you see yellow, you see blue, you see red. These are the yirak rekes. You see all these different colors. It's tuva ma'oiris. So you say ma'oirei. That's what you say ma'oirei. Zog di gemara, tanin amehochi, we find similarly in the braisa. Omelem beisilu lebeishamai, harbe ma'oiris yesh ba'or. There are many ma'oiris in the or. So that's what the bracha should be. Ma'oirei and not ma'or. So interestingly, Rashi says over here, "Habim ma'oiris shall heves aduma levona v'irakrekes." So the Ritva brings a Ravid and he says that another pshat in "Habim ma'oiris." "Habim ma'oiris" doesn't mean the different colors. "Habim ma'oiris" means there's different tashmishim that you can utilize a fire with. You can utilize a fire for light. You can utilize a fire for heating yourself up. You can utilize a fire for cooking. For or for bishul, for chimum, that's what it means. Harbe ma'oris. Comes zogin da'achorin is a major nafkamina. It is a big style in the poskim. If a suma can make the bracha boyer ma'or eish. So if the vart is that the shalheves aduma levoni yirak rekes, so he doesn't see all those things. So maybe there's a problem for him to say that bracha, unless it's a closed bracha on the veld. But mitzad him, he doesn't see aduma levoni yirak rekes. Mashekin if the vart is the tashmishim, a suma has the tashmishim of chimum, bishul, and or also. So mela, that would be nafkamina maybe, if a suma can make the bracha of ma'ira eish. All right, we'll stop over here by the two dots, 5 lines from the bottom of Nun Beis, Amud Beis.